So find your seats and let's do a little Outer Guru Medicine Buddha together. So I just take a moment to arrive. Right, see if you can just take, you know, one just kind of nice cleansing breath just to help you arrive in your seat. Right. Allowing your awareness to begin to rest more closely on the breath, bringing you closer into your body. Right, seeing if you can really let go of whatever has already happened today and whatever might come. Right, put that to-do list away. I just really want to invite you to offer yourself the present moment, right? The gift of the present moment. So maybe just take a couple breaths, just center your awareness more, right? If you're feeling a little more scattered, right, maybe you want to envision kind of a deep midnight blue light in your mind's eye to kind of cool your system. And if you're feeling dull, right, you can always envision a bright sunlight yellow that will help to bring more vitality into your nervous system, right? But whatever you need to do to kind of uplift, cool, to be present in this moment. And just a reminder, of course, that as we begin our Outer Medicine Buddha meditation today together, that at any moment, right, if something about the meditation isn't working for you, you just go right back to your breath, right back to where you are right now, just allowing your awareness to rest on the inhale and exhale of your breath. So first, we're going to take refuge. So in the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge from now until enlightenment. By practicing giving and the other transcendences, may I become Buddha for the sake of all living beings. In the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge from now until enlightenment. By practicing giving and the other transcendences, may I become Buddha for the sake of all beings. In the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge from now until enlightenment. By practicing giving and the other transcendences, may I become Buddha for the sake of all beings. Now we're going to cultivate the four boundless emotional states. May all beings be endowed with happiness and its causes. May all beings be free from suffering and its causes. May all beings never lose the joy that is untainted by suffering. May all beings maintain equanimity, free from bias, aversion, and clinging. Emerging from the clear light void as a lapis light syllable hum, my intuitive wisdom shines with an aura of lapis lazuli radiance, in which I take form as the lapis-bodied medicine Buddha. One face, two arms, sitting in meditation on a full moon cushion and giant rainbow lotus. wearing patchwork saffron robes. My right hand at my knee holds a flowering stem of medicinal aloe. My left on my lap holds a monk's bowl of healing elixir, with the five vital points along my central channel lit from within by moon disks and gem-toned seed syllables. Diamond om, ruby ah, lapis hum, citrine sva, emerald ha. I embody the medicine for body, spirit, mind, sense, and world. Gracing the top of my crown on a four-petaled lotus, with a central moon cushion sits my ancestral mentor of healing, the size of a hand, vibrant in flowing robes, embodying the body, spirit, and mind of all awakened beings. Right hand over the knee, holding up a blue lotus, left hand at the heart, holding an elixir-filled vessel. On the white eastern petal of the lotus at my crown, in front of my ancestral mentor of healing, sits an ancestral wisdom healer who calms all traumas. On the yellow southern petal to the right sits an ancestral resource healer who nurtures vitality. On the red western petal behind sits an ancestral light healer who engages well-being. On the green northern petal to the left sits an ancestral energy healer who tames all compulsions. From the lapis lazuli home at my mentor's heart, rainbow lights beam in all directions, touching each and every living being in every region on earth, healing the personal traumas of all five personality types, the collective traumas of communities in all different social locations, the existential traumas of the earth's infinite species and life forms, transforming all individuals into awakened beings, all societies into just awakened communities, and the earth itself with its varied environments, plant and animal life, into a medicine planet, and inviting the essence of all awakened beings, awakened altruists, healers, sages, protectors and gods, and the ancestral mentors of all lineages and traditions around the world and throughout history, to return in waves of rainbow light from the ends of the earth and coalesce into my ancestral mentors of healing, dissolving into their five vital points and filling my prime mentor's vessel with elixir healing. Filled with gratitude for my ancestral mentors, I freely offer all good things real and imagined, all my virtues and resources, this precious mind, body, and life, my innermost nervous system and intimate experience of bliss, and this exquisite globe with its oceans, continents, wonders, healing gardens, gemstones, waters, an infinite web of life. Filled with gratitude from the depths of my heart, I invoke the purification and blessings of my ancestral mentors, reciting the mantra Om Ahum Vajra Guru Guna Siddhi Hum. May I achieve a diamond mentor's qualities. May I achieve a diamond mentor's qualities. May I achieve a diamond mentor's qualities. Invoking my mentors from the depths of my heart, their blessings overflow from the elixir-filled vessel in my ancestral mentor of healer's left hand, flowing through my crown and down my central channel, purifying my five vital points of all taints, faults, and blocks, of body, speech, and mind, sense, and action, purging and cleansing my archetypal medicine Buddha body until it is as clear and luminous as a crystal vase. With my medicine Buddha body and subtle channels crystal clear and lit from within at the five vital points, with heartfelt resolve, I ask the prime mentor at my crown for consecration. Filled with confidence in me, rainbow lights and elixirs flow from my mentor's five vital points to mine, granting me four consecrations: vase, secret, wisdom, and word, transforming my five traumatic life systems into five intuitive systems, and empowering me to awaken and integrate a diamond mentor's four embodiments. After my consecration, the four ancestral healers dissolve into my prime ancestral mentor, who then coalesces down to a miniature form the size of a drop that slips through my crown and down my central channel to come to rest at my heart on the moon cushion and lotus here within my central channel. In the heart center of my body as medicine Buddha sits my minister, ancestral mentor of healers, at whose heart on a moon disc is coiled the lapis light mantra of the medicine Buddha. Tat yatha om bashaya bashaya maha bashaya raja samugate soha. Like that consummate mentor of healing, may I heal all beings in body, spirit, and mind. Like that consummate mentor of healing, may I heal all beings in body, spirit, and mind. Like that consummate mentor of healing, may I heal all beings in body, spirit, and mind. Reciting the mantra sets it spinning, emitting clear lapis lazuli light that streams out the mouth of the ancestral mentor at my heart, up my central channel to my mouth, from where it beams in all directions, touching and healing the body, spirit, and mind of all beings everywhere around the world, awakening them and transforming the earth into a medicine planet, then returning to my mouth, down my central channel, back into the mantra at my mentor's heart, making it glow with intense warmth and radiance that fills my whole body with warm lapis light. Bathed in that warm lapis glow, my body as medicine Buddha dissolves into the subtle ancestral mentor at my heart, who melts into a drop of elixir and rainbow light that slips into the bliss clear light of the void. Suddenly, out of the blissful void, my familiar self and world reappears as before, while inside I hold the feel of the medicine Buddha's embodied way of being and taste the healing elixir and light at my heart. Relying on my ancestral mentor of healing, may I learn to grow through all omissions and errors, and by virtue of the healing insights and energies cultivated through this practice, may I quickly become a mentor of healing, able to help each and every being access the healing mentor's realized state. As an auspicious prayer for my embodying the healing science and arts that free individuals and communities, I recite the mantra of interdependence, essence of Shakyamuni's most profound wisdom teachings and liberative method. All things come from causes, and the one who realized that taught those causes that we can extinguish them, and even the way, hail that great sage. All things come from causes, and the one who realized that taught those causes that we can extinguish them, and even the way, hail that great sage. All things come from causes, and the one who realized that taught those causes, that we can extinguish them, and even the way, hail that great sage. Maybe just take a couple more breaths here. And with the sound of the bell, we can come back to our group.